Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Railroaded, The Transcontinentals and the Making of Modern America, by Richard White, narrated by Paul Woodson. Introduction. The idea that railroads remade North America and in doing so created the modern corporate world is hardly new. Modern scholars have proclaimed it repeatedly, and in this they only follow the 19th-century intellectuals and promoters whom they cite. All of the possibilities that arose with railroads seemed magnified in the transcontinentals, which came to epitomize progress, nationalism, and civilization itself, not just in the United States, but in Canada and Mexico as well. I have my doubts about civilization, but I will accept the rest. All I would change is that they created modernity as much by their failure as by their success. The very term transcontinental communicated the hubris and power of a new technology that wrapped the continent in iron and steel bands. But the term also communicated the illusory and deceptive qualities of these corporations, which were never quite what they seemed. For the transcontinentals did not really span the continent. In the United States, they had their initial eastern termini in cities and towns along the Missouri River. For connections to Chicago, they depended on what were often far more powerful and better-run roads, the Burlington system, the Chicago and Northwestern, the Rock Island, and others, that sometimes dallied with the idea of becoming transcontinentals themselves, but settled for competing with the lines that reached the Pacific in their richest territories. Only later would the American transcontinentals direct.